So we're just about on time. Let's go into item number 9, Puget Sound Recreational Clam and Oyster Season Changes, Briefing and Public Hearing. Rich Childers, our Puget Sound Shellfish Manager, is going to provide us with the briefing, and then we'll have public input on that item. Thank you all. Thanks for coming out and testifying. You all did a great job.
Yeah, I've never, I mean,
I don't know where that, where that, where it came from. Yeah. Yeah.
Give them a break. Give them, oh yeah. Yeah. Going anywhere without you.
Comes up with it.
Yes.
That's good. That's correct. Yeah.
I'll do it.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Director Anderson, Deputy Director Storr. For the record, my name is Rich Childers, and I'm the Puget Sound Shellfish Manager, and this is a rural briefing and public testimony only.
Okay.
I will pause.
If everyone would take their conversations out into the hallway, we're moving along on our agenda here, please.
Okay. So I'm here this afternoon with a very brief presentation. It is kind of late in the afternoon, and I assure you this will be brief. It's to present to the Commission a series of WAC changes for 2013 clam and oyster season changes. And before I launch into these, something to recognize is most of the public tidelands are what we consider to be passively managed beaches, and they're not included in our WACs, and they, by passively managed, meaning they're open year-round, 7 days a week. The series of beaches that are found in the WACs are only the very popular, high-effort public beaches. Most of them are state parks and so forth, so they have to be micromanaged a little bit more to protect the resource. So those would be some of those beaches change every year depending on a variety of things that I'll go over. So that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about today, is only the beaches that are going to be changed in 2013. So I'll be talking about why these changes are needed, and then the proposed season change.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Perry?
Before you get started on your presentation, you said this is on public beaches. Shellfish occur on private lands also. How are those managed? Are we responsible, the department responsible for those?
No, private tidelands are, for the most part, under the jurisdiction, if you will, of Department of Ecology and the local governments. So, for instance, a lot of public lands are in aquaculture use, and that is regulated primarily through ecology, counties, local governments. So these are the public tidelands like Dosey-Wallop State Park, for instance.
So the department really doesn't have control of, say, somebody who has a piece of private property out there with naturally occurring clams or oysters or something?
That's correct.
We don't really control that.
That is correct. We do not survey those. We do not. They are subject to recreational harvest rules, but other than that, that's about where it ends.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So why are the changes in clam and oysters seasons needed? We do a lot of population surveys on these public tidelands every year, and we will see changes in the abundance, and we do have harvest rates, sustainable harvest rates. We set tax every year. We do see over harvests occasionally on beaches from the previous year of the state share, so we will adjust it the following year. And we have changes in projected effort on on beaches, and that's done through modeling that takes into account how many weekend low tides there are and how low the tides are throughout the summer and so forth. So those are primarily the reasons that these season changes, and they will pertain to all the season changes that I'm going to present today, with one exception, and I'll point that out as we move forward. So for the clam seasons this year, we're seeing a increase in season length for 4 beaches and a decrease for 9 beaches. And these are all outlined in your rule change packet that you have. And I don't think I need to go into these beach by beach, but generally, we don't get a lot of public input on these, and the reason is because, again, there's so many beaches out there that some of these season changes, if a beach is shortened by a month or two, they just go down the road to the next beach that's open. For instance, in Hood Canal, there's a fair number of public beaches that are open year-round, 7 days a week, because of the size. So again, for the clam seasons, WAC 220-56, 350, we have a decrease, or an increase in 4 beaches in the season length and a decrease in 9 beaches. One to point out here is about two-thirds down, and that's Point Defiance, and that says it's closed year-round and the change is a 12-month decrease. That's somewhat accurate and somewhat not. The situation there is that we have had that beach, because it is a public beach, in our WACs, and it's been open year-round in our WACs, but that property is actually owned by the Tacoma Park District, and it's a pretty small area, and they've had it closed for many years through their regulatory process. So we're trying to get our WACs to line up with their city ordinances and so forth so it can be enforced. For the oyster season changes, we have a total of 3 beaches that are seeing an increase in season length and 4 with a decrease. And again, the Point Defiance beach is part of that, which we will line our WAC up to align with the Tacoma Parks, which that will be closed year-round. The rule change proposals, they were posted on a department website quite a few months ago, and we also distribute them to a mass email list of all stakeholders and so forth. There's roughly 1,700 on that list, and we received no comments to these, and that's not uncommon. I've been doing this for a number of years, and we generally don't see a lot of public input on these because of the magnitude of the opportunity that exists in these fisheries. And I will take questions.
Okay. Questions, anyone?
Sure.
Commissioner Perry?
I assume that all of these closures are for conservation reasons.
Yeah,
based on sampling or...
Yeah, the changes are based on, we do population surveys, again, on these popular beaches. We try to do them after the seasons from the previous year, so we look at the abundance of the resource, and we set a tack. And we also look at, there could have been an overharvest of a state share the previous year, so we will adjust it the following year. Those are the two primary reasons. So yes, they're conservation-based. We have for instance, for Manila clams, we have a 30% harvest rate on the sustainable stock size, the biomass.
Thank you.
Other questions? Fairly straightforward, looks like.
It truly is.
Public input, no one has signed up, so we're not getting any comments whatsoever. I think, Rich, you've perfected the art of consensus building.
Thank you.
Efficiency.
Okay. Then we close the public hearing on this subject.